I get it. I don't know what season of life that you're in, but I can guarantee you that you are not hanging out on the couch with zero responsibilities. As women, we are so many things to so many people. I see you. I see you doing the dishes, changing that diaper, trying to pay for your child's college. I see the exhausted grandma and the overwhelmed student. This podcast is for you. So whether you're driving in the car, getting ready for the day, or about to snuggle in the sheets, I pray that this podcast reminds you that you are so loved by the one who beautifully designed you. I am Ashley Shepherd, and this is the Beautifully Designed Podcast. Hey ladies, I hope you're having an amazing day. And I'm really excited about this particular episode because I get to share with you a real and raw, transparent story, a moment in my life where I was completely disobedient to God. I bet you didn't think I was going to say that, but it's true. And you know, you may see me on social media, you may follow our ministry, Beautifully Designed, on Instagram or Facebook. We do our Bible studies online on Facebook. We just got done with our amazing fourth annual Freedom Conference, where we gathered over 200 women and worshiped the Lord. I mean, God definitely did incredible things that night. And so things are great. I'm going to actually share something with you that you can be a part of and share with you everything that God's doing right now, and it's really exciting, but you have to know that there is a backstory to everything, right? It didn't just happen like that, right? This announcement I'm about to share didn't just happen. There definitely was so many steps to this. And so I want to share my heart because I want to give you a backstory. So I have been a part of Beautifully Designed for the last almost 4 years, and it's been amazing. And it just started with saying yes to leading an online Bible study, and the Lord brought over 9,000 women to do this one study. We did Seamless by Angie Smith. And so over the course of 4 years, we have done consistent Bible studies every 6 weeks. We have prayer threads every day. And it's just amazing to see how the Lord has just brought women from all over the world to this one community so we all can walk alongside of each other in our walk in Christ. And honestly, the whole vision, the whole point in the ministry is to help women grow closer to Jesus every single day. If I can help one person take one, even if it's a very small step towards Jesus Christ every day, then that is a successful ministry. It's not about how many followers Beautifully Designed gets or how many likes a post gets or how many comments or anything like that. It has nothing to do with that. And it has everything to do with encouraging, empowering, uplifting women to fix their eyes on Jesus. That is the point. Because if we can fix our eyes on Jesus, we can grow our relationship with him, then we know that God's going to draw close to us, that scripture. As we draw closer to him, he'll draw close to us. And guess what? If we do that, then that means that we can lean on his strength rather than our own understanding. That means that he is going to bring thirst and pour rivers on our thirsty souls. That means that he is going to comfort us in the midst of a really, hard time, a bad circumstance. Like we always, as a believer in Jesus Christ, we have the Holy Spirit inside of us as our helper. We always can call and cry out to our Heavenly Father. And we are so blessed in that. And there were so many years in the past where I did not grow closer to the Lord. And in all honesty, I was completely disobedient to his voice. And I really felt like I couldn't hear his voice. And so if you've struggled with that, I totally understand. There's been so many seasons where I felt dry spiritually and I thought that God was just not even there because I couldn't hear his voice. There was just too many voices. There was too much white noise. And I didn't know what in the world the Lord wanted me to do. So if you're in that place, it's okay. I want to encourage you to take that one step closer to Jesus. Open up the Word of God. It's kind of like when you know, growing up, if you hear your parents, you know, call your name when you're outside playing, or yell your name when you're playing a sport, or when you pick up the phone and maybe you didn't know, you didn't see the number, but the second they say, hey, you know that is your parent, that is your mother, your father, or a sibling, because you know their voice. That's the same as you grow your relationship with Jesus Christ. When you open up the Word of God, when you cry out to Him and pray to Him, talk to Him, scream to Him, whatever you need to do, you know, get on your knees and just talk to Him. Just, it's growing a relationship just like you grow any relationship. But the moments where I am having a dry spiritual season, the moments where I feel like I can't hear God's voice, is the moments that I am not opening up the Word of God. I am not calling my mentor and asking for prayer or spiritual guidance. I'm not honestly paying attention to what the Lord's doing. I'm paying attention to everything else or my circumstance. And so there's just so many voices. And so this particular time, I kept hearing the Lord say, you need to write a book. You need to write a book. And honestly, I kept pushing it back. I would hear that voice, you need to write a book. And I thought, okay, the reason I'm thinking that is because I've always wanted to write a book. I mean, I wrote books since I was 6 years old. I have journals and journals of stories and books and poems and different things I'd written. I love words. And I knew that when I went into college that I was going to have a degree in broadcasting and journalism. So my degree's in journalism, and I've had blogs and, you know, you name it. I just love to write. And so I kept hearing, well, you know, you need to write a book. Well, I just kept thinking, well, that's just what I want to do. And, you know, there's no way that I could ever write 30,000 words. There is no way that anybody would ever want to read my book. And how in the world do you even do that? You know, I mean, it seemed very overwhelming. And so I pushed and pushed that voice away. I would have people message me on Facebook and say, hey, you know, this, you know, graphic came across my Facebook and I thought of you, and it was about writing a book. Or I had one of my mom's best friends that lives in Florida that I hardly ever talk to now would message me on Facebook, hey, like, I was praying and I just really feel like maybe you should write a book. And so, like, it was always in my face. Like, the Lord was literally dropping signs in my face, okay, and in my heart and in my mind. And I was just like, you know, you always pray for that. Like, Lord, drop, you know, give me a flashing sign. Well, He was. But I was so oblivious to His voice. I was so oblivious to the signs that He was giving through other people. At the time, I wasn't diving into the Word of God every day, unfortunately. I'm just being real with you. There are seasons where I do really well at my quiet times, and there's seasons where I don't. And so this was a season I wasn't. And I felt that nobody would ever read the words that I wrote. And I was allowing this negative self-talk to come in. And so years went by. You know, the Lord started this ministry, Beautifully Designed. I'm so thankful that He gave me this opportunity. And I said yes. But guys, it's not about me saying yes. So you see, God doesn't need Ashley Shepherd to do online Bible studies to get His word out there. I mean, God can use anyone and everyone. Think of the people that He used in the Bible. He used murderers. He used people like Paul, who murdered people if they called themselves Christians. And, you know, Paul had a full transformation. And it's amazing to see the people that He uses in the Bible. And I remember saying yes to leading this ministry. And I was praying about it. And I just really felt the Lord say, like, it's, you know, you weren't the first person that I asked. And I truly believe that it was a humbling thing that I had this opportunity to not just lead, but just come alongside these women. Like, I come alongside you. I mean, I'm not ahead of you in my walk. I'm not special. There is honestly nothing. I'm I may be even annoying to some of y'all. Like, sometimes I annoy myself. Like, let's just be real. And so there's nothing special about me at all. Anything special about me is because of Jesus and His redeeming love over me, because I'm naturally lazy. I'm selfish. Like, you know, those are just my flesh parts. And so the The reality is that when I kept hearing that and I started leading Beautifully Designed, it got louder and it got louder. And I started to, you know, really dive in the Word of God. I was leading these Bible studies. I joined BSF, Bible Study Fellowship, in my local area. And I truly wanted to grow my relationship with Christ. And that is where I realized that my disobedience was huge. And I realized that, honestly, I was missing out on what God was leading me to do. I knew that the Lord wanted me to write this book. And so over the course of almost 4 years of leading this ministry and being a part of it, I've written 2 books now. So I have 1 book, and then I have a 30-day devotion that just came out in April. And we're actually doing it online right now. So if you go to beautifullydesigned.com and you want to do it with us together, this 30-day devotion for the next 30 days, it's not too late to join us. I'd love to have you there, but I finally, chose to say yes. And it was so scary, ladies. It was scary, but I chose to take a step in faith because I was so tired of negative self-talk. And I was so tired of fear of what people would think. Like, it was exhausting. Okay. So let's just say that it's exhausting to live in negative self-talk or this land of excuses. And worrying about what other people think. It is exhausting. That is more exhausting than finally just saying yes, taking that leap of faith, even with the fear of failure, even the fear of success, but saying yes and taking that next leap of faith. It's a lot less exhausting. Why? Because you're stepping into God's will for your life. When you're obedient to His voice and what He's called you to do, and you take that step, whether you fail or succeed doesn't matter because you're in the will of God. And you know what? I failed during this process of writing these 2 books and having this podcast and continuing my blog and doing the Bible studies and all of the things. I have failed at a lot of things. Like, there are so many projects that I can't even tell you how much I have failed at. And there's been some things that's been successful. And so I say all that to say is that it is way more exhausting to live in the land of negativity and excuse and validation versus the land of saying, you know what, God, if this is the step you want me to take, I'm going to say yes, regardless if it's a success or not. That doesn't matter because I'm going to be obedient to you. And honestly, ladies, you know, I don't have a publisher. I don't have a Christian company calling me up, wanting me to, you know, be a part of their organization or their ministry. Like, it is just this small town country girl from Sevier County, Tennessee, that said yes to God's calling. I am not selling thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of books. I am just somebody that decided to share my story. And that's this next announcement, because I really truly believe that I'm just so thankful that the Lord didn't give up on me, and He continued to chase me, and He continued to remind me of this dream I've always had. And I'm so thankful that the second I started diving into the Word, like the second I started diving into the Word of God, and I started praying and I started seeking out wisdom through some spiritual mentors, the door started to open and I started to realize, wow, like I completely missed the mark on this, thinking that there's no way I could do this. When guess what? I was right. There is no way I could have done it. I needed Jesus. I needed to depend on Him. And so I literally hung to the hem of His garment writing that first book. Honestly, I cannot believe I wrote 35,000 words. Like, to this day, I'm like, what? What? Like, all Jesus. Period. End of story. That was all Jesus. Okay. And then, you know, this second book took 9 months to write, and I wrote it in the hardest time of my life is when I wrote it. So it's very raw. And the Lord definitely has healed some places in my life through writing and getting my story out and just being obedient to His voice. And so I want to give that opportunity to you, because everyone has a backstory. Everyone has a story, and your story matters. And so if you have ever had just that dream in your heart that you've wanted to write a book or start a blog or get your message out on social media. Maybe you don't even want a website, but you just want to brand yourself and get a specific message out and have influence to other people, and you just feel like the Lord is stirring your heart in that direction. I want to help you. And so we have launched this Designed for More writing course, and it starts on Monday, May 20th. I think that's a Monday. I think it's the 20th, May 20th. And so I honestly, ladies, I would love for you to be a part of it, because it starts on May 20th and it's 2 weeks long. And so this course right now is only $79. And you get my 30-day devotion for the $79. And then once you pay for it, you get placed into this Facebook group. And you are going to get, in 2 weeks, you're going to get trainings. I'm going to train you on how I started and what I did to write this book. I'm going to help you break down those mindset barriers and that negative self-talk. And we're going to get through the wall and start learning to what it looks like of how to be obedient to God's voice. I'm going to give you a downloadable writing calendar where you can learn how to fit it in your schedule. So if you've had a heart just to write your story, we're going to teach you how to self-publish it. We're going to teach you, it took me and my friend Amy, between the two of us, it took us almost 16 years between the two of us to do our research and to finally say yes and to get our books out there. So you're going to hear from Amy Larson. She's going to teach us what it looks like to stick this thing on Amazon, where my devotion is. And then we're also going to... I'm going to have Jenny Donnelly is going to be another guest author who has published many books, and she is just an absolute incredible resource, and she's going to teach you on how to find your voice again. We have a social media expert that's going to talk about branding yourself, and so it just goes on and on and on. So for 2 weeks, you're going to get these videos and trainings and resources. And you can go with it at your own pace. You don't have to catch it live, so no stress there. But this is an opportunity for you to gain some simple ways to be obedient to that still small voice that is telling you it is time to use your voice. It's time to share your story. Your story matters. And we go through three things. We go through the hard things, right? Like 2018 was one of the hardest years of my whole life. And the Lord used that time for me to write something so beautiful. And so I say all that to say that we go through things like this so the Lord can use it for His glory. And so whether, you want to write your story, or you want to write something that God is teaching you, like I said, start a blog, whatever it is, this is going to give you the tools to do that. And so we're so excited about it. So you can head over to beautifullydesigned.com. It's on the homepage. It's called Design for More Writing Course. It's under events, or you can just find it on the homepage. Just click on that. Right now it's $79 all the way up through Wednesday. And then after that, it'll go up to $99. And then it'll start on May 20th. Even after May 20th, we're going to let people in probably until May 21st. And then we'll probably close the course after that for everybody that's in there. So we would just love for you to join us. I would love this time with you of just helping you be obedient to His voice, get your story out, give you what you need. I want to equip, I want to encourage, I want to empower you to really be obedient. And there's so much freedom in obedience. There's also fruit in obedience. And I'm going to share the good, bad, and ugly. You know me. I've just shared with you how disobedient I was to the Lord for years. But I want to share those things with you, because it's not always rainbows and unicorns. But guess what? The hard times, the valleys, the pruning seasons, the bad circumstances, the storms in our life, there's a reason for those things. And we can help other women get through the same pruning seasons and valleys that we are either trudging through or coming out of. That's why we go through it. And so we got to use our voice. We've got to point people to Jesus. And I want to help women rise up and do that. And so that is exactly the reason why I feel like this Design for More writing course is going to be so powerful. I truly believe this is going to be an incredible resource for women to find their voice again. and to share what the Lord is doing in their life. And I've taken out all the guesswork for you. We've done all the research. You just have to participate and be a part of this group and watch the videos. We want to encourage you to get in action. And we're so excited about it. And so there, like I said, there's a backstory to everything. So the years of disobedience, I want to apologize because this writing course could have came out years before. But I definitely, it's the right time now. And I'm so thankful for a Lord that continues to chase us and never give up on us. And just know that the Lord's not given up on you. I have not given up on you. I believe in you. It doesn't matter how old you are, what you've gone through in your life, what school you went to, how successful you are. None of that matters. What matters is hearing that still small voice and understanding that there is purpose in our pain and there is an excitement to know that we can point people to Jesus and help other people through every season of our lives. So I'm excited about it. As you can tell, I'm really passionate about it. So head over to beautifullydesigned.com and click on Design for More writing course. And I would love for you to be a part of it. Feel free to share it on social media and y'all be blessed. Thank you for tuning in with me today. I hope the space brings grace, rest, and truth to you every time we meet here. To learn more about the Beautifully Designed community, our online Bible studies, and the Beautifully Designed book, you can go to beautifullydesigned.com. Y'all be blessed. Thank you for tuning in with me today. I hope the space brings grace, rest, and truth to you every time we meet here. To learn more about the Beautifully Designed community, our online Bible studies, and the Beautifully Designed book, you can go to beautifullydesigned.com. Y'all be blessed.